Let's get an update now on questions raised about a major part of the Justice Department. It's the Civil Rights Division designed to guard against discrimination. Ever since President Obama took office, some conservative critics have accused the division of going too far. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports.
Conservatives have made no secret of how they feel about the Obama administration's approach to civil rights. Republican analysts have been pointing out examples of what they call major overreach for over 2 years. Hans von Spakovsky worked at the Civil Rights Division in the Bush Justice Department.
Instead of filing the really traditional kinds of cases the division has always gone after where there's real discrimination going on, they are trying to push and stretch the laws to reach areas that the laws were not intended to cover.
Some people in Washington make a living lobbing grenades. I prefer to do our job.
That's Tom Perez. He leads the Civil Rights Division now. Perez says he found something unusual when he returned to the department a couple of years ago.
I will never forget when I had the privilege of working on the Obama transition, of talking to people who were here and had been here 20 years. And quite literally broke down in tears and told me, "Tom, I feel like I have PTSD.
The Civil Rights Division has always been a hotbed of political controversy. During the Reagan years, conservatives tried to reshape the unit by hiring like-minded lawyers. And in the last administration, the inspector general said justice leaders took politics into account when they made civil service hires. John Dunn led the civil rights unit under President George H.W. Bush. He says the climate is much hotter now.
The intensity has been focusing principally around individual rights as well as voting rights. So I would say that, yes, it's a little more intense than it was 15, 20 years ago.
Lately, most of the conservative backlash has focused on a Philadelphia voter intimidation case. Members of the New Black Panther Party got sued by the Bush administration for threatening voters in a polling station. The Obama Civil Rights Division decided to back away. Texas Republican Congressman John Culberson told the Attorney General that he's alarmed.
There's clearly evidence, overwhelming evidence, that your Department of Justice refuses to protect the rights of anybody other than African Americans to vote.
The allegations that somehow, some way, this Justice Department does things on the basis of race is simply false.
Attorney General Eric Holder reminded Culberson how children walked past violent mobs to integrate schools only 50 years ago.
To say that the Black Panther incident, wrong though it might be, somehow is greater in magnitude or is of greater concern to us historically, I think just flies in the face of history and in the facts.
Justice Department ethics investigators seem to agree. Sources tell NPR they've finished investigating the decision to bring the Panther case and the decision to walk away from some of the charges. They turned up no wrongdoing by either Bush or Obama lawyers. No one seems to think that will put an end to the controversy over the Civil Rights Division, though. Conservatives are now saying the ethics office operates under political bias. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.